Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. I am Shiv. I'm one of the mentors in this amazing Bye Bye Panic program. And I'm just, man, so pumped to be here with Greg because, hey, we kind of lost touch for a bit. You've been with us for a couple years ago, right? And then you recovered and you were just out there living life and we reconnected and you said you'd like to do something like this and just share your story. So here we are. So, folks, this is Greg.
Hello, everybody. Pleasure to be invited to do this. I'm originally from the UK, spent the last 12 or 13 years now in the US. I moved over here some time ago with my wife, and we started a family. And obviously, as part of that journey, having been here, I also encountered, my own challenges with anxiety, which has led me to where I am today, speaking to you, Shiv, and the rest of the community. And happy to be here to kind of share my experience and my recovery journey.
I know you're going to give a lot of hope to a lot of folks out there. You know how this all felt. We're like, man, we won't wish this on our worst enemies, right? And you wonder if you're alone, you wonder if there's a way out. And here you are, just crushing it, man. So tell me though, like, what was then some of your biggest, what were some of your biggest symptoms?
I sort of ended up in this situation where reaching out to the Bye Bye Panic team during a period around COVID, really. It was also around the time as well when I had my first child. I fell into the cycle, and we can obviously talk about the nature of that if we need to as we continue the conversation. But generally speaking, my experience with anxiety has mostly been mental, intrusive thoughts around, my wondering whether I'm gonna go crazy. Those were some of the major issues that I was facing back when this all kicked off. Losing control, hurting or killing myself, being stuck and intensely fearful forever. So it was mostly around that sort of, those sort of very intense and fearful scenarios that were bothering me mentally. There were, some physical symptoms as well. I definitely did encounter the odd situation of, heavy or struggling to breathe, and then wondering if I'm going to stop breathing. Or, racing heart and wondering if that, and then fearing that that's going to become, a heart attack. But generally speaking, it's mostly sort of intrusive and existential thoughts that have been how anxiety has manifested itself for me personally.
In just sharing all of those things, I'm sure more than 90% of people just looking at this right now is saying, man, yep, check, 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 got it all. And so you're already relating to, lots of people. But, man, I mean, it's been a while for you, and here you are recovered and just out there. But do you recall how it all got started?
I do, yeah, and I think this is probably where a lot of the community and folks who struggle with anxiety, and particularly falling into an anxiety cycle, which there's typically a previous you, and then there is you in the anxiety cycle, and quite often it's pretty vivid memories for most people, but for me, this all started around COVID time. With obviously the lockdown, I was also at that moment in time also becoming a parent for the first time. I just kind of recall one evening starting to feel more and more anxious, just sitting and doing normal things like watching TV and playing with my kids, and sort of feeling completely overwhelmed, and that perhaps I was about to go crazy. I think it was this feeling of, oh my gosh. I'm starting to feel like I can't concentrate on anything. I'm starting to, my heart's racing, starting to sweat for no apparent reason. Am I going crazy? What's happening? And that really kicked it off, because after that, when I look back on it, I can definitely it definitely felt different. Had that experience, and then pretty much just felt fearful and anxious on a consistent basis as a result of that.
But do you recall falling in at that point before that, having anxious moments, feeling maybe hints of this before, and it just kind of passed, or this was just all new to you, overwhelmed, and then boom, you fell in? How was that for you?
This was not my first rodeo. I definitely, through my, even going back to being a child, I recall some one or two occasional episodes of just feeling overwhelmingly intense fear, which obviously, knowing those to be sort of panic attacks now, but at the time, they were almost entirely related when I was a child to being ill. So I think that was really the trigger when I was young. But I was also so young at that point that it never became an obsession, is the way that, you know, as you get older, I think you start to ruminate more on things as kids kind of can, things can happen and they move on, which actually is a good learning lesson for what happened with the, you know, in the program. But never a problem really growing up, you know, bar the occasional moment. And then, you know, at university, I left home and started to live a very different life than it was at school, living on my own, trying to get by. And I do recall then falling into the cycle after a night of heavy drinking. Oh, I think on the first or second week that I was there, socializing with friends or prospective friends, and then just having a terrible evening where I think that was my first ever experience of a fully blown panic attack. And certainly back then, I had no idea what was happening. And then following that through my 20s, without really having much guidance or figuring out what to do, I sort of just shelved it as, you got to try to just ignore and avoid, you know, your mind and your thoughts, because those were clearly what caused it. And so that was the first time I think I basically developed this unhealthy fear of my own mind. And this, I think, this fear of, you know, going crazy and losing control. Really over time, I felt like I had established the ability not to be bothered by this. I moved to the US. I think that change helped a lot, because I moved to the US and completely changed my environment. I discovered meditation and mindfulness, and that combination of those things together made me assume that I kind of, this whole anxiety thing was not a problem anymore. But what I really realized is that back then, that was just because it lined up nicely with a good moment in my life, and when life was fairly easy and there weren't so many challenges. But then COVID hit and life changed so immensely, along with the stress of having our first child. I now realize that that was a probably obvious trigger for this return to fearing my own mind and body. So when it happened during COVID, even though it happened before, I felt like this time there was something really, really wrong with me, because I thought maybe I thought maybe that this would never happen again. And it did. And I wasn't really equipped for the what to do if it happens again. And I guess I spiraled and freaked out. And that's why it was such a horrific experience at the time, but also kicked me into gear to go and you know, see someone about it, which I hadn't really done up to that point. And in this case, it's what led me to the door of bye bye panic team.
You know, again, we're here today because we're talking about your recovery experience, and I know, in you sharing just about your past, it helps a lot of folks to recognize that nothing's wrong with them, right? They're not broken, that they may have just been reacting instinctively, right? Versus knowing exactly how to respond. And we'll talk about that, because I was about to ask you, but you're just on such a roll, man. So hey Greg, what did you try then to do to fix this? But here you already said, I guess it was applying a lot of coping mechanisms, right? And you kind of suppressed it, or you kind of got out unknowingly. How did I do it? But hey, I guess it's going for good, right? But then you start adulting more. And then you got really hit with it. And as you said, you put it perfectly, you weren't well equipped. But let's speak about that then. You tried things. You did the men you did meditation and so many other things that just didn't work. So did someone put you on to buy-bye panic, or you found us online, YouTube? How did you come into the mentorship? And then let's talk about the methods taught here and just your experience.
Some of the methods I turn to try and fix this, even through my 20s, and then even more recently, obviously when it all kicked off heavily during COVID, trying to avoid my own thoughts, trying to distract myself was always like, oh, you gotta stay busy, you gotta keep distracted. Did see a doctor early on in my 20s, and got prescribed some medication, some SSRIs, which I did take for a short period of time, but I didn't really follow that up with anything else to support it. So I guess it didn't really solve anything, and I think I recognized that over time. So I just ended up I just ended up I stopped taking it. I tried more recently, after COVID. I tried, supplements, things like magnesium, CBD gummies. Started to really focus in on how might, from a physical health perspective, might I make myself better? Do I need to take X, Y, and Z, or do I need to go and exercise more? And all these things, which, obviously in separate things to do aren't unnecessarily bad, but I think it was the mindset that I was in at that point was, I need to do these things to solve, and stop my anxiety completely. And then obviously there was like discovering mindfulness and meditation, and I do recall, before the mentorship, going on vacation to Hawaii and basically spending hours and hours sitting by the beach, looking out at the waves with my earphones in, listening to some meditation podcasts, and like trying to force myself to feel like, recognizing now that really what I was doing was trying to force these uncomfortable feelings to go away by trying to empty my mind, trying to like relax my body, and obviously by doing that, by trying to do it so much, it was having the opposite effect. So all of those things, I think, ultimately led me to a point where I realized that I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. But I also didn't really have, having previous experience with going to the doctor and seeing a doctor who'd never experienced anxiety or panic attacks himself, kind of just subscribing medication. I didn't really trust the medical community or even a therapy, I think, where I would be talking to somebody who hasn't really gone through this. I was pretty much set on, I need to speak to someone or some people who have been through this, because ultimately I don't believe that, ultimately I didn't believe, and I still don't, that you can fully appreciate this, how to treat something like this, unless you've either experienced it yourself, or you've very closely been involved with people who have this, anxiety disorders. So as a result of that, I found you guys on YouTube, and did some background and invest in, watched and listened to some recovery stories, and felt compelled to reach out.
And so I guess in hearing other stories, you felt like I could trust these guys. They seem to feel like what I feel like. They seem to know this. But then you met us, you enrolled, and then you met the community and you met the mentors. What was that support like? What was that interaction like? Actually being in the program. I mean, we have a whole lot of videos outside of being in the program, the modules and the things that we teach, which are really helpful. I'm sure you would agree. But then it's like, I want that coaching, right? I want to be in that community, that support. What was that like?
The content that was available on YouTube, I think, just drew definitely resonated with me, because I sensed that immediately from watching the videos and the recovery stories, that that the approach was not to run away from your anxiety, because I felt I'd been doing that a lot in the past, and I was fully aware that this approach of trying to avoid it or distract yourself or even physically, like, relocate or get away from your memories or your feelings, was clearly not didn't work for me, and I could see that from the way that Sean approached it, and then also hearing from those recovery stories available, that that there was something that around this idea of acceptance that had already been sort of been floated around in mindfulness and meditation circles, but there it sort of, I think, it went that one step further. It was like, I think I watched a video on meditation and that Shannon done, and it was, you know, I think that was really the hook that got me, because it was talking about how meditation and mindfulness are valuable tools, but it's your intention of how you use them that's critical. And I think at that point there was a realization that that was me. I think I was using mindfulness and meditation not to accept, really, in all honesty, not to accept how I was feeling, but to sort of calm myself down and sort of tap into this sort of like idea of joy and happiness that I think is often mooted as a is something that that meditation will do for you, where in reality that's just a byproduct of meditation. Given that, I felt compelled to reach out, because I just, at this point, you know, I felt I'd been struggling with this thing for so long. I was a father now. I needed to really get my shit together, in all honesty. And I felt like this was a too good an opportunity not to explore. And having then obviously joined the mentorship and speaking with the and being introduced obviously to the community, and as well as the coaches, it became clear to me that this was something that I'd never attempted or experienced before. This was clearly a route that I felt was the road to real recovery, rather than, I think, pseudo recovery, where I was trying to figure out on my own and relying on tools, you know, tools like meditation and mindfulness. This was more about how to impact real change in your relationship with your anxiety, and doing that with people who've been through it and having a real community to sort of support each other, just in the same way that you have that with Alcoholics Anonymous, or you have that with, you know, Drugs Anonymous or whatever. This and you, obviously everyone knows the value and impact that those types of communities have on sufferers and strugglers with those types of ailments. This just felt like exactly the type of approach that I think as humans and as people that we need when we're really struggling, particularly when we can't see the way, which is often what happens when you're really, really stuck in anxiety cycle. You need that guiding hand or that guiding finger to point the way out. And it was clear as soon as I joined that the coaches had the ability to do that, because they'd all been there and they'd all found their way out.
It's phenomenal. Like, Man, I wished when I was struggling, I was looking at this video. Because I'd be like, yep, this guy gets it. Wow, Greg, I'm stunned, man. You're really relating here. You've even brought me back to the beginning of my journey. And I found Bye Bye Panic as well online. Never knew I would even become a recovered truly, because you always, anxiety is doubt, right? And so you wonder if you're really broken, if there's ever quote unquote some sort of cure, or you will really overcome this. And then you find other people out there and you recognize, okay, I'm not alone. So you get a little bit of hope that I can take care of this. There are others out there. And yeah, man, you come in and you realize all the times you were making these missteps. But you know what I've also found? You recognize, though, Greg, that it doesn't matter how long we've struggled for, right? It doesn't mean if you struggled for 10, 20, 30 years that is going to take you that long to recover. As long as you have the right tools, and I guess what you're saying is you've gotten effective tools here. You've learned some things. And I will say to you, man, and I'd say this even if you weren't here, you are so coachable. Like, if I were to tell anybody about Greg and how his journey was when he came in, I distinctly remember, although you might have been messing up before because you didn't know the response, yes, you were using coping mechanisms, or your intention for certain things were off. You didn't have the mindset. You came in and we taught you, we had a framework and we taught the mindset in that framework, and you got it quick. You were willing to stop everything that you were doing before and you just jumped right in, not one foot in, one foot out, but you trusted. And you participated a lot in the community, in the program, and you would, show up to calls. You had your times with the mentors. And I think that's a success principle in itself, right? Like, you take advice, you take mentorship from the persons who have the fruit on the tree, so to speak, or the people who have the results that you want. You develop that mindset, and you want to speak really with regards to that effective method, and just staying consistent. Would you say it was difficult, or it was tough or challenging, but because of the support, how was that for you?
There is a lot of doubt in yourself. I think that is a primary reason why it makes a lot of sense to reach out and particularly, join a mentorship like this, because when doubt is already very prevalent in your general nature, and a lot of people also who are in the anxious cycle are already sort of doubtful and human beings themselves. I mean, they're obviously usually very sensitive and emotionally sensitive, and also can be quite hard on themselves, right? And I think I definitely fell into that bracket anyway. So trying to leave it just to myself in this situation, I think it was a point at which it was okay to sort of say I need help. Because I was just doubting that I knew the way to recovery. And so immediately when you encounter the mentorship and the coaches, the consistency that they provide in the regular, the meetings that you have and the sessions, the consistency they provide is really to avoid falling into the trap of believing the nonsense that you tell yourself, really. So much of what keeps us in the anxiety cycle, but also that put us there in the first place, are these ultimately false beliefs that we have about ourselves and our ability to handle how we feel, or our ability to succeed or prevail in these certain situations. Those grooves are quite ingrained into our brains, and the only way you can really break out of that is through consistency. And just like it's a lot easier to get fit going to the gym if you have a buddy or a partner or a gym buddy, the same thing applies to when you are struggling with anxiety. You can go and watch the free YouTube videos, and you can and try and instill that consistency. But I think it's kind of when you are in a mentorship and you're sort of accountable, you turn up and you're accountable to sort of relay how things are going, and you take accountability for how you're feeling and how you're behaving and how you're responding to how you're feeling. And you have someone able to kind of say to you, hey, the way that you're approaching that is you're not really accepting, you're believing your false beliefs. That is sort of invaluable, really, I think, when it comes to cracking the code of recovery, which to me, I believe is cracking your false beliefs. I had so many false beliefs going in about myself and my mind, which I believe caused me to fall into the anxiety spiral and then kept me there. By working with the coaches on identifying when those beliefs arose and and challenging them and remaining consistent and ultimately learning that it's okay to feel your anxiety. And in fact, it's the only way out of this rather than trying to avoid. That was really the guidance that I needed. I'm not certain that I would necessarily have recovered as quickly as I have, or what I believe to be as permanently as I have now, because I don't know if I had it in me without the feedback from coaches and from the community to have really challenged and smashed some of those beliefs.
Class act, man, Greg. That's just awesome. Well done. You're so articulate the way you put it. Anyone can relate. Anyone can understand. I know I sure am just enjoying this interaction with us and just listening to you, because, you know, I do this every day on a weekly basis. We have so many clients from all over the world, as you know, right? And persons that are already in, when they look at this, they're going to say, man, Greg is really hitting on all the points. This is how we think. This is how we feel. This is what the mentorship is like. This is why I'm doing much better. And so you're really representing well exactly, you know, what we represent. And so I'm so grateful for you sharing this. Hey, there's some people, as we said, that are looking right now and they're feeling like they're maybe running out of options. They're like at that very, very low point. And you and I know what that felt like. And that's where we found Bye-Bye Panic. But what would you say to that person who's really felt like they've exhausted all their options? They're tired of, you know, coping and fighting off and resisting. And maybe they've even gone to therapy or heard things where it made it worse, where people told them, who are supposed to be, you know, quote unquote, qualified people, right? Hey, you can manage this. You can cope, but it's something you'll never really overcome. What do you say to that person? What do you say to a younger Greg at that low point? Knowing what you know now because of this program or finding this program, what would you encourage that person to do?
I think that I would certainly encourage my old self and probably even earlier on in this situation, and not wait until this sort of third or fourth time of falling into the cycle, during COVID. Whilst I believe that people can certainly, and I'm sure that people can recover fully from anxiety disorders on their own, I feel like there is so much knowledge now and there's so much information out there that is both a pro and a con. The pro being that there is enough people out there and we have enough connectivity in the world now that you can hook in and tap into mentorships like Bye Bye Panic. And I would certainly encourage folks to check out, you know, Bye Bye Panic and see if it's for them. And I know obviously there is a financial element to this as well that folks have to consider, but I would also, you know, recommend that there are certain things in life that are worth investing in, and I think your mental health and your well-being, long term, is always going to be a worthwhile investment. And you know, whilst in my situation, for example, I certainly was a little bit reticent at first about joining this particular mentorship, because I felt like, as always, people have doubts, and I was wondering if I would end up throwing my money away. I feel like what I've gotten back is orders of magnitude greater than what the cost was to me from a financial perspective. So whether it's this mentorship, whether it's some other avenue, I do think going and seeking folks who have been in this position before is a really good step, because I believe that there is a lot of a wealth of information that you can learn from people who've been through the challenges you have been through. So I would absolutely encourage that. On the flip side, also because there's so much connectivity and there's so much information you can tap into, there is also a wealth of information that may actually send you down a path that that is not really the ideal path. I mean, there's obviously folks who would take advantage of situations like this. We live in that type of world. So that's why I would certainly recommend, you know, mentorship like Bye Bye Panic, which has gotten plenty of recommendations, reviews like this one, that you know has got your best interests at heart. Ultimately, that's what I recognize, you know, working with the coaches. They have the community's interests at heart. And coaches want to also, you know, like they want to be able to go and help improve people's lives, right? But also on the flip side, coaches also need, in order for them to be able to do that to the best of their ability, they do need to get paid. So there is that explains the financial element to it. It's not that, you know, no one's getting ripped off. It's just purely that this is an opportunity for you to receive the type of support that someone who can actually invest their time and energy into supporting a community. That's sort of how it works. So obviously I took those steps. It took me a lot longer than I should have to do that. And probably it may have also not been something that was available to me back in my 20s. So I'm not regretful. I think there's no point regretting what you have or haven't done up to now. I think it's just now taking stock of where you are today. And it's just recognizing that there are people out there who can help guide you through this. One of those people is Sean and his team at the Bye Bye Panic mentorship. And you should really seriously consider joining the mentorship if you feel like you have so far exhausted all your other options and you really feel like you have nowhere else to go. This will be probably the last place you need to go. And I fully expect that of myself too. So
it was the last place you and I had to go. Thank you so much for that, man. I mean, every question you provided, so much great insight and a bit more. People who were clicking on this, hey, let me see what this is about. I'm sure they got a lot more than they've bargained for. I certainly didn't know where we would go. I was like, just really happy to get together with you because I knew you've been recovered for a while. It's over a year since you've, you know, left the program. And like I said, I was so happy to reconnect. And I knew we were going to talk and you would share this journey, this experience through the program and your recovery. We didn't quite, you know, know exactly because this was all impromptu. We hadn't practiced anything, but it was like, man, we're going to talk. We're going to ask you some questions and you just share your heart, share your journey. And you really gave just a whole lot that a lot of people, I'm sure, are looking at this right now and getting hope, getting inspired, even maybe being a little bit emotional and making that decision to do something about it once and for all. So thank you so much, man, for taking the time to do this. You're helping a lot of people just being here, being that brave, sharing your story, providing that hope. Any closing remarks, whatever, anything you'd like to share?
I'm just very thankful for the you know, the Bye Bye Panic team. I'm also really, really thankful for the community themselves, those that I was part of as I was part of the mentorship itself. But also, I think just in general, you know, since leaving the mentorship, I have had, you know, a couple of conversations with folks who are in the mentorship, and I feel like we all recognize that we've been through something, but there is a general belief amongst us that this was the best outcome that we could have hoped for, really. And I know from my own perspective, it's really about, ultimately, it's trusting in your own mind and body that you can, that you are not broken, and that anxiety does not need to be overwhelming. All of those things will only come through practice and experience. Avoidance will never work. It sounds scary, but in all honesty, it's not it's so worth the journey, because you become so much more resilient as a person on the other side. And having a team of people and folks that you can share the journey with is really the way that it's going to help you achieve your ultimate goal of recovery. So yeah, thank you for taking the time to let me share with you what my situation was and how things have gone for me. And I honestly believe that that anxiety cycles and anxiety disorders do not need to be forever disorders. And I've proved that to myself, and folks should take solace and know that pretty much everyone who's been through this mentorship has a similar outlook on the other side.
Wonderful sharing. Thank you so much, man. Brilliant way to close off things. I appreciate you for doing this. I'm sure everybody who's looking at this is appreciative of it as well. And hey, if you are looking at this and you looking for that help, looking for that support, thinking about joining a mentorship, we'll provide links on here for you to get in touch with us. And we look forward to seeing you guys in the program and helping you as well once and for all. So, Greg, thank you so much, man. This was awesome. We'll wrap it up here.
Appreciate it. Nice to speak to you, Shiv, and you know,
great
all the
talking
best
to you.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.